Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Our lesson for today comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Here ends the word of our Lord. In our lesson, Jesus gives us a beautiful description of Christians, so much so that we may wonder if Jesus is just trying to make us sound better than we are. Is this just Jesus' wishful thinking? When we see other Christians, we often don't see any halos of heavenly light adorning their heads. As we look at ourselves, do we see the Christian Jesus describes? When I look at my own life, I don't always see the person Jesus describes. I see a sinner. I see someone who is not always meek, someone who can be prideful before God, someone who doesn't always pursue peace. When we take an honest look at our lives, we see sinners who have not lived up to Christ's description, husbands and wives who have failed to love their spouses, parents who have failed in their parenting, children who have disobeyed their parents, and people who have disobeyed God and failed to love their neighbor. But that is not what God sees. God sees what we cannot see. We can rejoice because God doesn't see us for what we are on our own, but for what we are in Jesus. Through faith in Jesus, God no longer sees what you see, but declares you his dear forgiven child. Isaiah says, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." But how can God see you as a saint and not a sinner? The reason is that the Beatitudes are not just a description of Christians. They are God's blessed promises to believers because of the one who lived out the Beatitudes. These promises are yours because of Jesus and his perfect life and death in our place. The Beatitudes first and foremost point us to Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus, being found in the appearance of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus became poor so that the kingdom of heaven could be yours. Blessed are those who mourn. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He wept over dead Lazarus. And as our Savior, he offered up prayers and petitions with cries and tears. Jesus mourned so that we could be comforted by God's grace in Christ. Blessed are the meek. What greater meekness is seen than in Jesus, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, bearing our sins on the tree so that we could be healed. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. From manger, cross, and grave, Jesus sought our salvation and redemption so that he could offer us the forgiveness which alone can satisfy our hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus was merciful, pure in heart, and the Prince of Peace. And yet, Jesus was persecuted to the point of death on the cross so that he could pay for our sins, win the victory, and declare us saints through faith in him. Jesus' entire life was an act of sacrificial love so that sinners might be saints through faith. And that is why you are blessed. Christians know their sin, but they also, in childlike faith, look to Jesus to rescue them from all of their troubles. And Jesus does. As you and I look at ourselves, we see imperfect sinners. But by the grace of God through faith in Jesus, God sees us differently. He sees us as his own dear children. In this life, we are at the same time saint and sinner. But we look forward to the life to come, where we will fully be what God now sees, forgiven children of God, who are robed in Christ's righteousness. And so, you and I look forward to heaven, where the Lamb will be our shepherd, and he will guide us to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksett on The Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.